Well, they're in there. The whole gang.
So you were right.
Thought we were getting grand from that end, did you?
Listen to that cough of yours. Spare me the bedside manner, Doctor.
I wish that's what it was.
You shouldn't be out in this. I thought we'd agree.
What? Tonight is the climax of 3 months' work, and you seriously expected me to stay at home with a warming drink.
I'm fine. When did you last eat a proper meal? You'll get a decent night's sleep. I tell you, I can cope with it.
Do you think I don't know what you've been using to help you cope with this? Holmes! Holmes!
The Devil's Foot by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Patrick Allen as Dr. Leon Sterndale, Jeffrey Beavers as the Reverend Roundhay, and Sean Arnold as Mortimer Tregennis. The Devil's Foot.
Just smell that air. The best medicine in the world.
Watson, I had no need of your medicines in London, and I have no need of them now, natural or otherwise.
Must I remind you that I am the doctor?
The work has to be done.
Not at any cost. You might have died, Holmes.
Well, I doubt if the experience would have been noticeably different from the cure. Poldew Bay? They're not content with dragging me to Cornwall. It has to be the furthest possible extremity.
Now, come on, confess it. It's the holiday you hate, not the place.
Oh, bad.
Yes, I thought so. You like it here just as much as I do. And with good reason. It's magnificent.
Have you noticed how quickly the wind turns? There's 1 minute the water's sheltered and safe, the next it's treacherous. This whole bay is a death trap.
That's a gloomy sort of observation.
Look inland. A whole race of people lived here, and now they've vanished completely. Nothing left but a few burial mounds and stone monuments. The place encourages gloom.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it gloomy. Romantic, yes. It has mystery. If there are ghosts, then this is the place for them. I think it's inspiring.
You're not the only one to think so.
Huh?
So sterben wir ungetrennt. Einig, einig, ohne ein. Ohne Wacken, ohne Bang. Namenlos, in Liebesumfang.
That's beautiful.
It's by Wagner. Tristan and Isolde. Act 2. It's set here. On the Cornish coast.
What do the words mean?
They're a hymn to love.
Yeah, you see? Romantic.
And to death. So let us die. And never part. Together for the rest of time. No more waking. No more fearing. Nameless, endless, loving, sharing. Existing only in each other. Wrapped in love and death. And darkness.
What a glorious day. Makes one glad to be alive. It's not often I can have the windows open this early in the year.
I thought Cornishmen were a hardy breed, Vicar.
Well, Doctor, I'm sorry to say that some of us are hardier than others. Isn't that so, Mr. Tregennis?
It is.
What about you, Mr. Holmes? Is our Cornish air to your liking? Oh, your cup's empty. More tea?
Thank you, no.
Another slice of seed cake, then.
Yes, go on, Holmes.